Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now. Hello, fellow investigators. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Now, before we get busy investigating, 8-year-old junior detective Hannah from Strasbourg, France, has asked why Sniffy and I don't have another show like Snoop's London Facts, where I talk about the cases I solved in London. Since Grabstack from Bobby Wonder has his own spin-off show. Well, Hannah, that is a very good question. And the answer is that there is so much mystery for us to solve on Bark Street that we really don't have the time to do a second show right now. I mean, Grabstack is an alien who just tags along with Bobby Wonder, eats lots of bananas, and likes socks. Sniffy and I solve crime. It's a full-time job, especially in Pflugerville, where mysteries abound. Something tells me today's case is going to be an especially big one. I sometimes get a sixth, or in this case, ninth sense about these things. I can tell when a big mystery is brewing.
You can, Snoop?
Yes, call it a detective's intuition.
I don't know if I have intuition yet. And did you say nine senses? I don't even know if I have five.
Of course you do, Sniffy. Every detective has extra senses. Plus, I've seen you grow so much over these last few months. You most certainly have the intuition of a dog detective.
What other senses do you have?
Well, besides the five senses we all have, which to remind you are smell, taste, sight, sound, and touch, I also have detective's intuition, a sturdy wit, keen observation, and astute deduction.
That's a lot of big words that you just said, Snoop. Not sure I know what they all mean, but I hope one day to have all those senses too.
You shall, my young colleague. I didn't just become the top-notch dog detective by doing nothing. I wasn't born with all these skills, though my mummy says I was. But she's biased, of course.
So what do you think is going to happen today? Use that intuition of yours.
I think we are about to find out.
It's like you knew.
I'm that good. Hello, Freckles. What do you have for us today?
Something mighty dangerous.
Ooh, danger.
Or at least I suspect it's something dangerous. Our agents out in the field have been reporting that something sinister is afoot. Iggy, will you please get off the fire engine? Sorry about that. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Danger is afoot. Do the words wagging tail mean anything to either of you?
I love my wagging tail. It's always wagging and I can never catch it. Ooh, maybe this time I'm gonna catch it. Now I'm dizzy.
Wagging tail? Can't say it rings any bells for me.
I'm seeing bells.
Let me point you in the direction of one of our top agents. She's been on the case for a while now and can fill you in. We have reason to believe a secret society has been formed and they are working against us.
Could it be my nemesis?
No, Professor Mitten's claws are not involved in this. It's something different. You must report to Poot Stat.
Poot?
Poot?
Did someone say Poot? Poot is here.
Iggy!
Oh, so glad Freckles and Iggy are becoming great friends.
So what's the wagging tail, Poot? And no, I'm not gonna chase my own tail again. I've learned my lesson. I think.
Well, Poot doesn't quite know, but over the last few days I've been monitoring the park on Freckles' orders and I've noticed strange things happening.
Like what?
Well, firstly, the mysterious figures walking around in onesie cloaks.
That'll do it.
And then I found this.
A drawing of a tail. It looks like it's... what's the word?
Wagging. A wagging tail?
But what does it mean?
That's what we're going to find out, Sniffy. Poot, where did you find this, and where did you see the mysterious onesie-cloaked figures?
It was late at night, when the moon was out. I was following one of the figures around the bend of the pet store past the playground, but I lost them once we got into some shrubs. But Poot at least found this.
This is a great find, Poot. Let us go and see if there are any other papers with symbols near the playground.
I can show you exactly where it was. Follow Poot.
A secret society? Oh, I've always wanted to join the club.
Hopefully this club isn't a sinister one.
Maybe it's a secret ice cream society. I'd join that.
Perhaps, but there must be some reason they want to stay hidden. We shall see.
It was here I found the slip of paper.
Just under the park's twisty slide. Very interesting. And they walked off into those shrubs there.
Yes.
Aha! Another slip of paper. It's a wagging tail again.
The Wagging Tail Society!
That was awfully dramatic.
It just felt right to say. Is that Lorraine?
Hurry, we must see if she's okay. Lorraine, we heard you quacking. Everything okay?
Is everything okay?
Well, is it?
Yes, it is! Last night, someone cleaned up the entire park. They picked up all the trash, raked the fallen leaves, planted some flowers. Someone beautified the entire park. I wish I knew who it was so I could give them a big duck hug.
Someone cleaned the park, you say?
It's unheard of. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only duck in this park who cares about its upkeep. It feels so good to know someone else cares.
The park is really spotless.
Even the dirt feels clean.
Yeah, look at the freshly mowed lawn. Perfect for playing fetch. Hey, anyone want to play fetch?
Not now, Sniffy. We're in the middle of a case.
Oh, okay. I just thought this envelope I found resting on the park's fountain that's addressed to Snoop would be a fun toy to play fetch with.
What was that, Sniffy?
Which part?
The part about you finding an envelope addressed to me.
Oh, yeah. Here.
The Wagging Tail Society. See the symbol on wax seal?
Oh, I didn't even notice that. How do wax seals work, by the way?
What's the Wagging Tail Society? There are to be no secret societies in this park. I will have to ticket them.
A note. Very suspicious. It is indeed addressed to me. Well, I shall open it. Very interesting indeed.
What's it say, Snoop?
Yes, Snoop, what does the secret message say?
It's an invitation.
An invitation?
Yes, the Wagging Tail Society is real, and they want me to join. I must say, I'm both chuffed and suspicious about being invited into a secret society. We still don't know much about this Wagging Tail Society, but now that I have this invitation, we will surely find out. Time to form a plan. Come back to us after this quick break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Why, hello! Welcome back, investigators. A mystery is indeed afoot. It seems a secret society called the Wagging Tail Society has formed here in Pflugerville. And now they want me to attend their coming meeting tonight. I don't yet know what this secret society is all about, but we will certainly find out soon.
How come I didn't get invited too?
Or Poot. Poot didn't get invited either.
Can you read the note aloud? Maybe they mention me.
Okay. The note says, Dear Snoop, you are cordially invited to join the Wagging Tail Society. As part of our esteemed secret society, you will embark on a journey of enlightenment and discovery at our clandestine gathering tonight at midnight. Be outside the shrubberies by the playground. Come alone. Come blindfolded. You won't regret this. P.S. Don't bring Sniffy. Or even tell him about this, please. K. Thanks.
Hey, the note mentioned me. But wait a minute. Oh, that's rude. I want to go to the secret society meeting.
Me too.
And you both will. Both of you are going to go with me tonight, and we're going to infiltrate this meeting together.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Can we wear disguises? Use gadgets? This seems like a perfect time for the laser jetpacks. I'll get them from Wheeler.
No, Sniffy. This is going to require stealth and skill. Now, on the backside of this invitation, it says I must wear a blindfold and meet by the shrubs outside the playground. While I'm getting led away by these Wagging Tail members, you two need to secretly follow us to see where their headquarters are.
Oh, it's like following the leader, but secret.
Sure, a bit like that. And once we find their headquarters, you two can sneak inside and listen in on the meeting. We still don't know what this society is about, so we have to be careful.
Are you sure you don't want to see if Wheeler has any cool gadgets, like an invisibility cloak or a blindfold obstructor?
No. We can't let them know we're onto them. Now is the time for stealth. Let's meet back at the park's fountain by nightfall.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to nap. If I have to stay up late, I need my dog rest now. Until tonight.
I knew we shouldn't have invited Snoop. He's too smart.
And he told Sniffy already.
Well, Snoop was going to find out eventually. He's too good of a dog detective. Let's just hope Sniffy doesn't sniff us out.
Guess we'll find out tonight.
Ah, the time has come. I feel refreshed from my dog nap and ready to infiltrate a sinister and suspicious secret society.
Me too! Poot is ready to be secretive.
Shh, Poot! If you're going to be secretive, you have to be quiet.
Ooh, that's right. I forgot. I'm the special underground agent. I can be quiet.
Now, where is Sniffy?
You mean you don't see me up in this tree?
By Jove, Sniffy, I didn't see you. Well done. Very stealthy.
Thank you. I figured no one would expect me to be hiding in a tree. And also, I fell asleep up here after I chased a squirrel, and now I can't get down.
Well, we don't have time now to help you. The deadline is approaching. I have to go to the playground. Remember, keep it stealthy and quiet. If I say the special word, burst into the meeting and bring me out. It means danger.
I forgot the special word. Was that something you told me?
I thought I did. The special word is pomplemousse.
What does pomplemousse mean?
Yeah, couldn't we have picked another word like help or come in now?
Just listen for pomplemousse, okay? Now, I must go.
Poot will be watching. Call me Poot, the silent groundhog.
All right. I guess I shall put this blindfold on. Rather ridiculous, I must say. Great. I can officially see nothing. This blindfold is quite thick. Anyone there?
Snoop, the time has come.
Ah!
Shh! This is a secret thing, okay?
Yeah. Did you not get that vibe from our note?
Okay, fine. I must say, I do not like all this secrecy. Your voices sound familiar.
No, they don't. Ugh, I knew we shouldn't have invited Snoop. He's going to expose us to everyone.
Let's just get him back to HQ and see if he'll keep the secret. This way.
Which way? I'm blindfolded. I can't see. And for the record, I'm very good at keeping secrets. Oh, we're getting into a wagon now? How far is the secret headquarters? I don't have all the time in the world, you know.
What was that?
Someone following us. There better not be a Sniffy on our trail.
Sniffy who? I jest. Sniffy is back at home, sleeping in his dog bed, dreaming about tacos.
Sure. Ah, we're here. Lead him this way, Wickersham.
Wickersham? I don't believe I've heard of you before.
No, you definitely haven't. I'm from Sweden.
You don't have a Swedish accent.
We're here.
Ow, the light is bright. Where are we? What is this place? And why are you all wearing cozy onesies with sunglasses?
We are the Wagging Tail Society. Welcome.
I formed this group myself for many reasons. Firstly, to be exclusive, because that's always fun.
I beg to differ.
Two, to do good in the world.
Well, there's a surprise.
What was that? I heard a clang and a clatter on the roof.
Are we in the rec center gymnasium? Interesting meeting spot.
It wasn't my first choice. I wanted a different spot, something classier. But my lovely other secret society friends reminded me of my mission statement.
To do good in the world?
Yes. Is that so hard to believe?
A secret society trying to do good in the world is like a pastry lover not eating chocolate mousse.
We're here to rescue Snoop! Let him go! Let him go!
Poot's here too! I'm dangerous!
Oh, Sniffy! Poot! No!
Huh? But didn't you say pomplemousse? The secret word?
No! I said chocolate mousse.
Oh, well, it was hard to hear out there.
Enough of this. You've infiltrated the Wagging Tail Society.
Wiggles?
Yes? Oops.
And Bean!
Drats. I knew we couldn't have Sniffy here. He'd sniff us all out.
Bean? Wiggles? You're behind the Wagging Tail Society?
Yes, yes, it's me. You caught me again.
I don't understand. Why did you form a secret society?
To do good in the world. After the incident at my birthday with the diamond dog tag, I realized I was treating everyone poorly. I wasn't valuing my friends or respecting my community.
No, you were not.
So I decided to start doing good. I gathered up my friends like Wiggles and Winnie and more, and formed a society so we could start doing good.
So, you lot were behind cleaning the park?
Yes.
But why the secrecy? Why not just clean the park and be a better dog for all the world to know?
I still have a reputation to uphold. I'm Bean the Pomeranian. I have high standards for myself. Plus, I didn't want to get the credit for the charitable work.
Why not?
Because then I'd just be doing the good work for the praise and glory.
Oh, I see. I guess that makes sense.
I understand. Though it definitely is a lot of work just for you trying to be a better dog. But you know what? I'll let it pass. Good work, Bean. Still seems a bit dramatic, but that's your style.
Yes, it is. So, will you three please promise not to tell anyone about the Wagging Tail Society?
I shan't.
Who doesn't even know what anyone is talking about?
I won't tell, but can I be an honorary member?
Of course, you all can. And when you see our Wagging Tail symbol left behind, you can bet that a good deed was just done. Just don't say it was me.
Great. And with that, time for bed. I'm exhausted. We'll see ourselves out. Come on, Sniffy. Come on, Poot. A secret society to do good deeds but without getting the credit. I would never have guessed that Bean would do something like that. Seems overly complicated, but Bean's always been over the top. And I guess secret societies can be kind of fun. I certainly had an adventure tonight, and if you enjoyed your time listening to today's podcast, you can listen to many other episodes just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, it really is my bedtime. I'm too old to be gallivanting around with secret societies after midnight. Good night, and always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.